By the looks of things outside, it looks like when we leave, it's going to be beautiful. And it's interesting that, you know, we come in, flood warning. We come in and it's raining, it's dark. We walk out. It's going to be nice. And I hope that when we come here to join together and worship God, that we feel that way every Sunday. That we walk in, hearts are heavy. I mean, I don't hope they are, but they are. But we walk out and we feel great because we've been with each other, we've been with God. Men, I want to begin with a question for you. Do you remember your first love, your first girlfriend? You know, some things you just don't forget, your first kiss. Ladies, how about you? Your first love, first boyfriend, that first kiss, do you remember that? How about your first teacher? Do you remember what she was like? The first teacher I really remember, I remember my kindergarten teacher or my first grade teacher, but really my second grade teacher, Miss Thompson. She was nice. I remember her. A few things about being a second grader. Do you remember your first friend? I lived in, my memories of a first friend were in Poto. Keith Waters was my first friend. And I remember he and I kind of kept up with each other after we moved away. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. I want to begin with one of the famous mothers of the Bible, Hannah. And just a little touch on a scripture that all mothers can relate to. Because in 1 Samuel chapter 1, we read that Hannah desperately wanted a child, but she couldn't have one. And I know a lot of mothers, if you have a child that was not easy to become pregnant with, that's a really special part of your life. And so Hannah desperately wanted a child, and she prayed and prayed and told God if he would give her a son, she would give that child to God. And so in verse 20, in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him." The truth is, you can't remember your first kiss because your first kiss was from your mother. That's something we can't remember, and if a mother didn't get to give you the first kiss, she should have. I mean, I'm a father. I desperately love my daughters, but I didn't carry them. I didn't bear them. I didn't do all the nighttime feedings. The first kiss that you ever experienced, most likely, was from your mother, and rightfully so. In Exodus chapter 2, we read about another famous mother of the Bible, Jochebed, Moses' mother, Exodus chapter 2, verse 1. And Scripture tells us that in the house of Levi, or a man in the house of Levi, married a Levite woman. And she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. And when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. Of course, at that time, Pharaoh is trying to kill all the boy Hebrew babies that are born because the Hebrews are growing too powerfully as a nation, even though they're subject to being slaves. And so the baby's life is in danger, but Jochebed, she works desperately to save Moses' life. She goes to great lengths to save Moses' life. How much did she love her baby, her child? Because verse 3 says, when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch and placed the child in it, put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. And my question is, how many times do you think she kissed this baby before she sent him off in this basket? Your first teacher, turn to Philippians chapter 2. Your first teacher was your mother. And in Scripture we read about one of the heroes of the New Testament, one of the great men in the early church was Timothy. In Philippians 2:19, Paul says, "I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who takes a genuine interest in your welfare. For everyone looks out for his own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel." Paul says about Timothy, "I have no one else like him." I mean, what kind of a compliment is that? How great of a compliment is that? What if someone said that about your child? "You know, I have no one else that works so hard for God like your son or like your daughter." And so Timothy, a great servant in the kingdom, but why? Who taught him? Well, we know Paul taught him, because he mentions this here, like a father and a son. Paul has a relationship with Timothy like a dad, but spiritually, in the church. So Paul, no doubt, taught Timothy a lot of things. No doubt taught him how to be a godly man and a leader in the church. But who taught Timothy before Paul did? And the answer is, of course, it was not his father. Timothy's father was not a believer, was not a Christian. And I want to make a point that if you're a parent, father or mother, and if your children's other parent is not a Christian or not walking with God, do not get discouraged. Because here this woman is raising her son Timothy, and his dad's not a Christian. But he grows up, because of her influence, to be one of the greatest leaders in the church. And so don't get discouraged, because God can do great things through your influence of your child. Timothy's first teacher was his mother. 1 Timothy 1:5, Paul says, "I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded now lives in you." How proud do you think Eunice was, Timothy's mother, of the man that he had become? The truth is, the greatest teachers in the kingdom of God are often mothers. And they probably don't receive the credit due for teaching leaders in the church and having the influence that they do. Do you remember some things your mother taught you growing up? Do you remember on a Sunday morning her teaching you through her example of getting ready for church? We're going to go, it's Sunday morning, we're going to be with God's people. We're going to be in the house of God. Do you remember sitting in the pew during services? Maybe she's helping you turn to the scripture and learn your Bible. Maybe she's helping you singing the songs or finding and following along with the songs. Maybe it's at night. One of my favorite things is to hear Stephanie pray with our girls. It's a very special thing. Our mothers have taught us at an age we can't even remember. Who was your first fan? The first person who cheered you on? In Luke chapter 2, we read about Jesus when he's born. When Jesus is born, an angel appears to the shepherds and tells them about baby Jesus, and a Messiah has been born, and tells the shepherds where to find him. He's in a manger. And so the shepherds go and they find Jesus. And when they, verse 16 of Luke chapter 2 says, "So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child." You know, when Jesus was born, everyone that knows about it is a fan. I mean, the shepherds are fans of Jesus. He's the Messiah. But verse 19 says, "Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." So when we read in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, Jesus is 12 years old now. This is when they were at the temple and the family leaves, but Jesus stays at the temple. They can't find him. They go back. They find him. They get on to him. They're frustrated with him. Verse 49, "Why were you searching for me?" Jesus said. "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Mary was Jesus' first fan on earth. I'm not talking about God. I mean of people. She was his first fan. Now, everyone was Jesus' fan who really understood him. He's the Savior. He's the Messiah. He's the Son of God. He has come to die for our sins. But Mary had a unique relationship with him because she was his mother. And don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that we don't worship Mary. She's just like you and I. It's not that at all. What I'm talking about is a great mother of the Bible. If we're talking about great mothers, we might as well talk about the one God chose to be the mother of his son. And in Mary, we see that she had a unique relationship with him. Why? Because she was his mother. Scripture doesn't say that Jesus' father, Joseph, treasured these things in his heart. Now, Joseph was probably like me. If I'm the dad and you weren't with us and we've had to search for you, and Joseph might have had to hear a few things from Mary, like, why didn't you find out where he was, Joseph? I mean, you're the head of the household here. Well, you know, Joseph might have been a little extra frustrated at this point. And as they walk away with 12-year-old Jesus, Joseph's not treasuring this in his heart, but his mother is. A mother is a fan of her children unlike anyone else. The Gospel of John in John chapter 19 mentions at the cross, at the foot of the cross. At the foot of the cross, when Jesus died, was not Peter. It's not listed that his other apostles were there. We have one apostle, John, that was there. There's a list here in the Gospel of John of those who were there. And the list, look at who the list starts with. Not Mary, his mother. A mother is your greatest fan. I think about creation. When God made Adam, he made him in God's image. Adam was made in God's image. When God made Eve, Eve was made in God's image. Men are taller than women, 50% stronger on average. Men run faster, jump higher, stronger, have greater endurance than women. But in women, we see God's love, because no one loves quite like a mother. There was a comment made in our class this morning. From a single mom who sometimes struggles to feel not being married and being a single mom, a single parent, to feel connected and involved and have her place. And a comment was made about feeling like being on the sidelines. And I just want to say, mothers, if you are raising your children in the Lord, you are not on the sidelines, you are on the front lines. A mother who is raising her children in the Lord is in one of the greatest positions to influence this world, because you are your children's first teacher about God. I want to share a poem with you titled, Where's Mother? It says, our little one lay mid snow white sheets and smiled in peaceful slumber sleep. Soon opened his blue eyes. He saw me standing by his side with baby lips quivered. Loud, he cried, where's mother? Small Ann was playing in the yard. She ran too fast and fell so hard. Up the stairs she ran past me with bleeding hands and aching knee. Tears in her eyes, she could not see. She cried, where's mother? When Jack comes in each day from school, throws his coat and hat on the stool, in the kitchen he quickly flies, thinking of cookies and apple pies. If she's not there, he always cries, where's mother? My lovely daughter came up the steps, right by my chair she swept. She asked not for sister or brother, she asked the same old question over, where's mother? I was their dad, and I could not see why they asked for mother instead of me. But the very next day when I came from town, before I lay my burden down, I asked the children standing round, "Where's mother?" Mothers, you are so special to us. And we honor God today. We praise God for you. And we do that often. But today, we thank you and we worship our God because of you. We're going to praise God this morning in a song, "Shout to the Lord." And we, God receives our honor. We're here to worship Him. One of the most beautiful things that God has ever created is the love of a mother. It amazes me as a man who can see something that was designed and built. If I see a nice motorcycle or a nice car, I just admire that. Well, someone designed mothers very, very well. And we thank and honor our God. We praise Him. We're going to lift Him up in song. If you're here this morning and there's something heavy on your heart that you want us to pray with you, for you about, if one is here and you realize you're outside of God's love and grace, you're not a child of God, you've never given your life to God, we'd love nothing more than to see someone born in Christ this morning. If there's something we can help you with, please come while we stand and sing.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. Oh,